96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I understand that there are families that in some cases are concerned about the effect of vaccinations. The science is pretty indisputable. We've looked at this again and again. There is every reason to get vaccinated.
That's President Obama today telling parents to get their children vaccinated for measles. An outbreak that began in Disneyland in December has infected more than 100 people. And cases are also confirmed in 13 other states and in Mexico. So what's going on with the measles and vaccinations for other severe diseases? We're talking about that tonight. My guest is Dr. Marilyn McPherson Corder, a pediatric physician and professor at the Howard University College of Medicine. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Okay, Dr. Corder, let's first talk about this measles situation. Measles is really, really serious. It's not some willy-nilly childhood disease.
No, it's not. And I know that what we ended up having when I was in medical school, we saw a few cases, but we have eradicated measles for the past two decades, and now we begin to see it come back with a vengeance.
Why is that?
Well, lots of folks are against vaccinating. There's things that they've heard about vaccinations that turns out most of them are untrue. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, what we've had, they've relied on the herd effect. The herd effect is everyone else's child will become vaccinated, so I don't have to worry because it's not here. Well, that's truly, truly not true because so many people travel here, as well as the herd is no longer protecting, and measles is very serious. It is the most contagious virus that we have studied for years. You can have measles, someone infected with measles, and it's in their throat, it's in their nasal passages, and they could sneeze, cough, or just wipe their face, touch a table, touch a doorknob, and that person, as they walk out of the room, that area is still contagious for up to 2 hours.
Wow. Now, what is measles exactly, and how dangerous is it? I mean, is it a deadly disease? Who is most vulnerable?
Absolutely. Worldwide, measles is one of the leading causes of death in children. Measles is actually a virus that starts out with a fever, with something called runny nose, coryza, and red eyes. Not pink eyes, red eyes. And it's a particular rash that's different than other viral rashes. By that, we call it a morbidiform rash. It starts with your face. It starts at your hairline. And it progressively descends until it reaches all of your body, your extremities. It is a virus that you feel horrible, and what it's doing on the inside is affecting everywhere, including your brain. So there's something called encephalitis, which is a big mm-hmm. word we use for irritation of the meninges, the brain covering. And from that, you can die. We often see pneumonias from measles, as well as ear infections and diarrhea.
And you spoke about children. What about adults?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Adults from 20 on up are at risk, as well as 5 years old and below. And that's why the vaccination schedule is for 12 months and then a booster at 4 years old, right before they enter school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so adults can get it. I mean, in your 30s, your 40s, you can get it?
Absolutely. And that's why, Harold, it's very important for you to know your measles status, all of your vaccination status in terms of your MMR, because you just don't know.
Well, who remembers that? I mean, for those of us who are of a certain age, I mean, nobody, I remember, and I was having this conversation earlier today, I do remember in elementary school getting, you know, vaccinations, but I cannot honestly tell you what they are for, but I know that, I remember we all lined up and we all got that that little
the big gun.
The big it looked like a power drill with a
yes.
with a needle on it, and the guy said, "Look over here," and bang, then he got you, and then you moved on. Is that what that was for? I'm sure there were some other things.
Well, it was several of them, and you know, one time polio was liquid, was a sugar cube, now it's an injectable, and it's important to know your status. And just recently, 2 days ago, even after the numbers, we now have seen exposure much larger in New York. A student at one of the universities is infected with measles, and he took the Penn State train, and three people have since come down with the measles. So you really don't know your status. And adults are getting the measles. And the scary thing, and we talked about Ebola, but the scary thing, Harold, is there's an 18 to 21 day incubation period that you don't know, and you're still walking around and you're infected with measles.
And that's why we've seen, for example, of late, some health centers, or I should say daycare centers, that have been closed down because of the extreme contagious nature of the measles.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about those symptoms. If you want information about the measles, specifically the measles, there's information on the Centers for Disease Control's website. You can find it at cdc.gov, cdc.gov. And if you have any questions about whether it's measles or vaccinations, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. One of the things that was reported today, just today, in the New York Times, there was an article that came out that said there seems to be a bit of a generation gap regarding vaccinations, in that some people, again, of a certain age, if you were born before 1970, for example, that perhaps, depending on your age, you remember polio and the devastating effect that it had, on not only the world, obviously, but on the American population, and how that changed when the polio vaccine came out. I want you to talk a little bit about that when we come back. And when we come back, we're going to talk to you, the listener, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 and WHUR. This is Medical Monday. We're discussing immunizations, children, and disease. My guest is Dr. Marilyn McPherson Corder. She is a pediatric physician and professor at the Howard University College of Medicine. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment about immunizations. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to Curtis calling from Fort Meade. Curtis, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? I guess we lost Curtis. Curtis, if you want to give us a call back. During the break, you were sharing some other information about just how serious the measles is.
Yes. You know, one of the things, Harold, measles, we saw that in medical school, and I guess that dates me, but measles is very, very dangerous and contagious, and it affects, as I said earlier, affects small children, and we've seen deaths from measles. And unfortunately, there are many doctors who may not recognize measles.
Really?
Because they haven't seen measles, and we haven't seen it here in the United States in 2 decades. So the frightening thing is not just the parents not recognizing it, but some of your physicians. So, you know, we're updating to speed up what it looks like, what suspected measles, and making sure they're not going to be in your waiting rooms, making sure if that's the case that they're not out even in the ER. So we have to make sure that we try to contain it versus, oh, come on in with a fever.
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned before the break, I was talking about polio being mentioned in a New York Times article today, and that there seems to be a bit of a generational gap between a group that believes that vaccinations are certainly imperative, and I mean outside of the medical community, because of the incredible change that we saw after the development of the polio vaccine. And then we have some others, a younger generation that is not so well sold on the importance or even the safety of vaccinations, particularly those that are concerned about the discussions surrounding certain issues regarding their children. You've got a lot of younger parents concerned about that. What do you say to them? What do you say to them about that?
Well, you know, of course, they have their right in terms of parental right, and there's a philosophical right that they have by law, as well as there's a religious right. And you know what's interesting? Of all the states, there are only two states that do not allow them to exercise that right. And those two states are Mississippi and West Virginia. And in those states, we don't see measles at all.
Really?
So if you want your child to go to school in an environment where there's no measles, that's Mississippi, even though that's the Bible Belt, and West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And to what do you attribute that?
Because they mandate, and they don't allow they don't have the law that allows you to say waiver out, opt out, because of my religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 99.999% vaccination.
Well, we did hear just last fall in Prince George's County and in Montgomery County, a lot of news reports, we got the notices, if your children are not vaccinated or have records of their vaccinations by this certain date, they will not be able to come to school. And the county school systems really put a lot of pressure on parents to make sure that that happened. However, I'm sure that you have seen some patients or parents of patients that say they want their children to opt out. I want to talk about that on the other side. How is that done? What kind of conversations you have with them? And what the law says. We are talking about measles, immunizations, your children, vaccinations, the whole bit. When we come back, we'll talk to James from Silver Spring. The number is 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141.